Time for some more new music here on Breakfast. Tim Ritchie joins us because it's a Monday morning. Tim, hello there.
Morning, Fran.
Another Australian singer has caught your ear?
Belarus is the name of the band. It's their third album that we've had. She's an Australian, but she met the other lads in England. And they have previous albums were quite smooth with a retro 30s swing feel to it. This one is a lot darker and harder, but it is still really smart. This one has a hint of Beatles in it.
Without a game, it's all so simple. Without a game, I wouldn't want it. Without a game, it's not surprising. Without a game, I couldn't have you. Would you mind if I took a little liberties? Rested up and that's a bullet of common back of me. Sometimes it may be a little reckless strong breeze. And not a lot of gold to my head. I love the glow of a little green dragon. I makes you do things you're not imagine. And I contemplate the sweet indecency before we lose the moment away. If it don't, lay it down. If you don't, said if it do, lay it down. If you don't.
That's Belarus. I like the sound of that, though. I don't get the Beatles particularly.
Oh, just the wild guitar part that they did at the latter part of their career.
And another Australian singer do you like this morning?
Yes, this woman hails from Sydney. Her name is Miriam Lieberman, but she went to Mali, worked with some musicians there, and it is a great record. If Paul Simon's Graceland hadn't been made, people would be going over the moon for this, because now they can say it's already been done, but it was done a couple of decades ago. I think this has something that's rather remarkable to it. The album's called This Is The Story.
Graceland, I hear it there. And Tim, the feature album this week, Jamiroquai. And this is the Jamiroquai seventh studio album.
Yes, they got together in 92 and were hailed as the leader of the acid jazz movement in London. And they've sold more than 25 million albums. They got a Grammy Award, 13 Brit nominations, but they never got a Brit Award. There was an album came out that's been a five-year hiatus, and 5 years ago an album came out that they said, oh, this is a bit tame for Jamiroquai, who's of their music draws on the 70s move from funk into disco, and they've hung on to that thing for a long time. And fans fall into two groups. One group are saying they want the artist to evolve, and the other one they say we want the artist to stay with the classic sound, and so you're torn between. So 5 years they thought what they should do, and they've come out with an album that is like what they've been doing for the previous six. So there's it adds to the canon of what they do, and they're the only ones really who are making this style of music now. And so while it is retro, it is still freshly made, sounds really good. Actually, you'll remember the front guy, JK from Jamiroquai, who used to wear crazy hats with like buffalo ears and feathers and wild stuff like that.
Can't say that I do.
Not enough music television for you, friend. All right, then let's have a listen to this from the new album, which is called Rock, Dust, Light, Star.
Jamiroquai, their seventh studio album, sold 25 million albums. Rock, Dust, Light, Star, that one. We'll hear more of that through the week.